In Katanga province, you have a forgotten crisis, a silent crisis, and there is a place called the Triangle of Death between the three cities of Pweto, Mitwaba, and Manono. And inside this triangle, because of attacks of armed groups, the population has left and they have taken refuge in the three cities. There is a volatile security situation. There are constant attacks, lootings, rape, and the population first fled to the bush and then they took refuge in the cities. And this is where the World Food Programme is assisting them with food ration and also with humanitarian assistance.
And why Katanga province is called Triangle of Death? Is it more insecure than other parts of DRC?
It's a silent crisis and there is a problem of protection of civilians in addition to the food security of those who are displaced. There are over 200,000 people who are displaced outside, who flew this triangle because this is the headquarters of the Mai Mai rebels, and in particular their chief, who escaped from prison in September 2011. Since the chief of the Mai Mai came back, he started recruiting his ex-combatants and also some children and attacked the villages. That's why the situation and the security situation is also a constraint for humanitarian agency. And we distribute the food assistance in the three cities which compose the triangle.
And you said the reason of the humanitarian situation there were due to Mai Mai fighters' attack. Do you have access problem and its impact?
We have sometimes security constraints because the security situation in the triangle is very volatile and the humanitarian situation is deteriorating, but also because of poor infrastructure and very bad road. To deliver the food trucks have problems because sometimes the road to Pweto, to Mitwaba, to Manono are very bad roads. That's one of the constraints we have to face.
And as you said, all the challenges for humanitarian organizations are poor road conditions. So how do you manage to reach IDPs from the Triangle of Death?
Despite constraints and poor road condition, we manage to reach 250,000 people displaced from the triangle with 1 month's ration during the past year.
And the other point raised was isolation of Maniema with different main causes of food and security. And how WFP is coping with this problem?
The food insecurity in Maniema is still very high and at least 42% of families are food insecure. The main causes of food insecurity in this province are related to, of course, lack of infrastructure, the very low agriculture productivity, insecurity in the neighboring province of North and South Kivu, and, of course, the displacement, which is the consequences of the situation in North and South Kivu. All this to put together, the markets get food, but only with very high prices, and the crops are very meager. In consequences, the food insecurity is also of concern in Maniema.
In terms of logistics, what are you doing to secure the food pipeline for the over next 6 months in DRC?
The logistic component of WFP response is a key problem because of all those constraints and the poor road condition. That's why we have to also finance the humanitarian air service, which is a way to link the cities between each other. So WFP in all DRC is supporting 3 million people with food assistance. To continue our emergency operation until the next 6 months, we need $29 million as soon as possible, not to break the pipeline.